off, boys.
Take one.
One, two, great a beer.
Sure is. Three, four.
Feel like asking a tree for an autograph. And I feel like making love to a photograph. Photographs don't smell. Told you, baby, I was the only one. Then I left myself and now you're the lonely one. Machines can't jerk. Hard boys groove and wide boys a mess of it. But them soft boys wind up with a Dr. Messerschmitt. Just a 109's on.
like sleeping gas, it's so ethereal. It's just like sleeping gas, it's so ethereal.
that was I Want to Destroy You by the Soft Boys in 1980. I think that was the latest time song in that set. Before that, this is only two bands. We had Treason by The Teardrop Explodes, Sleeping Gas, also by The Teardrop Explodes, Give It to the Soft Boys by The Soft Boys in 1979, and The Pig Worker, also by The Soft Boys, 1979. I think I just said 89, but they're both 79. I used to not like playing multiple tracks by the same band, but I'm starting to like it more because it's sort of tells the story better. And it's cohesive. Interesting stuff I thought about all that is that like you can really hear the 60s like kind of experimental Jimi Hendrix losing his crap in there. Then there's like the Beatles and then punk leaks in, and it makes such a interesting, unique style. But that's the origins of neo-psychedelia for you. And then later on, as we got closer to 1980, you start to hear like, you're like, that sounds like The Cure, man. And it sounds like, you know, Joy Division and New Order. We're starting to get into the new wave side of it. But that's another show. So we're going to move on to the next-ish phase where for some reason it all moves to America. There was a scene called, I think I said Paisley Park, which is like Prince's recording studio, but Paisley Underground was the actual name. Kind of at the, I can't even say tail end of neo-psychedelia because it's like still going, but it was sort of after those first two acts. We're talking like early 80s. Paisley Underground is a lot of LA bands. I'm not going to go into them too much actually because this entire next set is going to be the other scene that was going on next to Paisley Underground, which was Elephant Six, coming out of Louisiana. This was a group of people in Ruston, Louisiana, now kind of the late 80s. And it was a bunch of home recordings made by four high school friends, Bill Doss, Will Collinhart, Jeff Magnum, and Robert Schneider. They formed three bands, which we'll hear from all of them. Apples in Stereo was Doss Hart Magnum, Olivia Tremor Control, and then Neutral Milk Hotel. I think Neutral Milk Hotel has to be the most popular of all of those, but there's some weird stuff in there, man. All right. Anyway, let's see what Elephant Six has to say. We'll be starting off with Apples in Stereo, I believe, which is actually my favorite of the groups. So stay with us. You're listening to The Scene, episode 11, Shoegaze on Radio Blue. Alternately hosted.
Yeah. think I keep them all inside. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count.
meat is wrapped in gold, silver sleeves left beneath Christmas trees in the snow. And I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you let go.
Just cut off. I was like watching the time countdown and I was like, when is he gonna wrap this up? And it's like 3 seconds left. Off. That was Two-Headed Boy by Neutral Milk Hotel, 1998 actually. We're kind of jumping around. In the Airplane Over the Sea, also by Neutral Milk Hotel. Before that we had Jumping the Fences, the Alia Trevor Control, Beneath the Climb by them as well. Before that, Strawberry Fire by Apples and Stereo, Energy also by Apples and Stereo, and I thought we were starting off with Apples and Stereo, but it turned out we started off with Forest for the Trees. Forest for the Trees is actually a Paisley Underground band, and then the other three were all Elephant Six, and the timing on this is kind of weird, so it jumps around, but there was a lot of Athens in that, and it's cited as kind of one of the shoegaze origins, even though there's a little bit of overlap in there. Shoegaze actually started in like 91. So My Bloody Valentine is cited with the beginning of shoegaze. And so it's a very different almost genre, but you hear all these parts coming together from all of the kind of neo-psychedelia stuff, the just a little bit of experimentation, the crazy guitars, you know, all coming back from like Jimi Hendrix back in the day, just doing wild stuff. So now we're going to get into actual shoegaze, which is a little bit of a right turn. We got bands like Slow Dive, Ride, Swerve Driver, and a lot of this, I don't know, man, if you listen to shoegaze for like 14 hours straight, you would just pass out. It's some of the loudest music around, yet it's slow and a little bit whiny. So we will get into that, and we have to start off with one of the most iconic shoegaze songs ever from My Bloody Valentine. This is Only Shallow. You're listening to The Scene, episode 11 on Radio Blue. We'll be right back.
roses, dress you up in roses. You better not die me now, you better not die me now, while I'm trying to eat you alive. We'll be right back.
That's a Plex amp bug. It's pretty funny. Play it. Thank you. debate if that's shoegaze. I don't know. Someone said it was, and I really like that song. I was a huge Pumpkins fan until Billy got really damn weird and started making music I didn't like anymore. That was Mayonnaise by Smashing Pumpkins. Before that, Sugar Blast, and I have a problem on artists here because my... let's see if I can do it. Yeah, my I have a script that has my last played songs, and in music metadata, compilation albums are a freaking disaster. So anyway, I pulled it up. It says various artists on my page is what I'm saying. Sugar Blast was Dr. Phoebs in the House of Wax Equations. With Louise before that, with Area, Sip So Low by CC Rider, and Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine, who is the iconic shoegaze band. This whole thing's kind of funny. Like, I listened to this stuff all week, or in this case, for like the last 3 weeks. And in going through shoegaze, it was like, oh man, I think I like where it came from more than like the actual style itself. Like, there's stuff in here that I like, but it's like, it's an interesting like genealogy of music, but I like the neo psychedelic origins way better, personal opinion. But I'm teaching you guys here, man. I'm not here to say this is just my favorite music. All right, we are gonna do one more set of classic era shoegaze. It is fun hearing like that it's basically like a giant bucket that you tossed all music into and then turn it up as loud as possible. You can hear some of the origins of some of the neo-psychedelic, like Beatles-y stuff, a little bit of punk stuff in there. Anyway, sorry, one more set of standard stuff, and then I guess we'll close it out with the more modern kind of resurgence. We have some newer stuff by Slowdive and Rider, one of the other most iconic acts in here. So we'll see what they have at the end for how much time we have. Let's see what I got here. Sorry, when I went to my read the old tracks, I lost my page. All right, so coming up, we got we're gonna hear from the Boo Radleys, which I guess they read To Kill a Mockingbird. You're listening to The Scene, Episode 11 on Radio Blue. We'll be right back. That was Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins in 1990. They were a little ahead of their time on the whole thing. Technically, before people called My Bloody Valentine shoegaze, but they're considered it. Gravity, before that, oh man, it's very Osiris again. Moonshake. Some of these compilations are great because they have bands that I can't even find on Wikipedia, and they're amazing. Soon by My Bloody Valentine, before that, and Kaleidoscope by the Boo Radleys started us off. Got about 20 minutes left here. We're going to kick into a little bit newer stuff. This is kind of a little bit of the resurgence of shoegaze, and we're also going to toss in some... it's called Dream Pop. You heard a lot of it in this, actually, which is just this ethereal kind of... like, it's all about the sounds around you and kind of droning vocals. Not too far from shoegaze. They're kind of considered the same thing, but here's newer stuff on it. So we will get this going with... I don't know if this is Slow Dive's latest album, but it is 2017, so it's new stuff. So I'll be back to close us out in about 15 minutes here. You're listening to The Scene on Radio Blue. was Polaris by Paranormal. Before that, we had, oh man, compilations. I'm telling you, it's like a joke at this point. Neon City by Cut One. Just Drive by Jason Tarver. Before that, Sugar for the Pill by Slow Dive off of their 2017 release. It's kind of fun, the resurgence. Like, it's a little bit more, I mean, a lot of that's dream pop in there, but like, it's more refined and less wall of sound chaos, which, I don't know, each has their benefits. But we will close with Wall of Sound Chaos. Haven't played any ride yet, saved it to last. This is a great 1991 track by Ride called Vapor Trail. I am thankful for everyone listening. I'm trying to decide if I want to do this every week or every 2 weeks. I kind of want to put more prep into it. So, I don't know. Hang with me. I'm unreliable, and I will not apologize for that. So, if you're listening, you probably know me. I will always post when I am, and I will try to figure out a way to send out some kind of a bat signal for when it's on. It's always going to be Fridays at noon, but it's a lot of work, so sometimes I don't always want to do it. So, anyway, thanks for listening. Here's Ride. See you next time.